Josh Happer, Nick, live from Stadium Swim at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Ooh. You should be here with us.
Chopper.
You should.
We were just talking about tomorrow and some of the things we're going to do. Going to be very exciting. Going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
We got some content coming up in a few minutes. A lot of response, though.
We also have what's for dinner today.
We also have what's for dinner, which we got to figure out what's
for dinner. We genuinely have to figure out what's for dinner.
Yeah.
A good segment, by the way.
We'll talk to Aaron and see what Aaron thinks. Kristen Montana writes, Northwestern basketball, they look like hipster doofus lumberjacks.
Guys, Nick? We have a visitor.
Where?
In the chat, in the StreamYard.
Who?
John Bishop.
What?
John
here?
Go to John.
Let's bring John on the show.
Let's go.
Look at this.
I'm doing a run-in on my own show.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, boys? I just wanted to see how it looked there. It looks great.
Yeah, it is amazing.
We've had an incredible time today, John. Incredible time.
I'm very excited. I'm just glad to hear that Nick is doing fine and everything's good. And you know, I don't see any ice cream stains on his shirt yet, so he's obviously
no, being, daiquiri stains instead, John.
Yeah, Nick said
I've two daiquiris.
Two frozen daiquiris.
Yeah.
That was given to him by a
problematic gentleman.
Yeah. Nick loves this guy though.
I love that he gave me free booze.
Yeah, interesting. How was the flight? How was the flight? How was the flight to Detroit?
Oh, how about that flight in? Oh, it was great. It was just fantastic. Everything is just fantastic.
How's the weather in Detroit?
Downtown Detroit. It's just like Omaha, so cold as hell.
Oh, gray? Yeah, dude, we've had the sun on us all day. It's glorious here.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you guys are having a good time. Was that a limo you guys were in today?
It was indeed.
Yeah, sure was.
Unbelievable.
This is how the other half lives, John.
How's Detroit, though?
I was on a bus next to Ba. You guys are sitting in a limo stretched out with booze. Did Nick drink any of the beer or any of the alcohol?
No, Nick didn't really understand how it worked.
He was worried that the water was going to cost him money.
He was curious, yeah.
Oh, you have one of those types of travelers who think that everything is a scam. And so he's like suspicious of everything.
And that's generally a good rule of thumb, but in this specific situation.
Yeah, not when it's a limo.
Yeah.
I think my first time traveling as an adult shouldn't have been this high of a bar.
Yeah, one of the first times that I ever flew, I had sat in first class. And I was like, well, this is going to suck for every other time that I fly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, John is always on PJs.
Yeah, charter boy.
It ruins everything for him.
It does. It ruins everything. But, you know, I'm glad that we can all enjoy our little slice of the good life. Now, I want to know about the TV setup out there. So I see it in the split screen there. Here, let's pull the all ISO. I want to take a closer look. So how good is that view from where you guys are sitting? Like, could you sit there and watch a day of college basketball or a day of football and see it okay?
Yeah, so the 360 cam does not do it justice because it spreads out that view a lot. But, I mean, that main middle screen is gigantic. Right. Like, we could see everything perfect.
Yeah, something none of us have ever heard. It's huge.
So, John, up and down the screen is 40 feet tall, but if you go diagonally, it's 143 feet. It's huge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we can actually see this from all of our rooms. It overlooks, and so beyond that is the strip, and so we can see the Stadium Swim, and we can see Las Vegas proper. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that Circa was able to take care of you guys and have some fun, and I'll be happy to join you again on Friday, and we'll have some good times on the Grum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got some content, John. We got some good stuff coming out of Detroit.
I wish. I mean, we literally just got here, so I can't really. I can tell you that all the Jays made it, and Tennessee brought their own buses.
That's some good inside info that you don't get from other journalists.
They're trying to big time you, John. Is that what
they had two Tennessee branded buses on the tarmac?
Do we feel like that's a Jason Baum move? I feel like that's got Jason Baum written all over it.
Oh, probably. And when I see him, I will definitely give him a hard time about that, you know, that they had to bring their own buses. I told Nick when we got on the bus, I bet when they honk the horns, it plays Rocky Top.
They probably do. Hey, by the way, John, on Creighton in Tennessee, the line at the
tight money line split,
the Circus Sportsbook here, because we were looking at it on one of the giant screens, has moved to Tennessee minus three instead of Tennessee minus 2.5. So there's some money coming
now
in on the Vols.
We are staying at a casino here in Detroit, and I have not been downstairs yet, but I will be curious to see if their book is the same as the one there. But, yeah, we might be able to price shop between the two books.
That's what Todd Furman always says to do.
Shop around.
Try to get the best odds.
Shop for the best price. So, Connor, are you going to spend all day tomorrow just watching baseball on that thing?
Yes. Yes, I am, John. Thank you for asking.
The games sadly don't start until
the
noon
Pacific.
Game's
up there?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean,
see, I'm curious about what happens with all the odds.
I would imagine that they split the middle one into more
screens.
That'd
be my guess, too.
So, yeah, I think we're going to get everything.
Oh, wow, it's tight.
Every game.
Yeah. Should be awesome.
Well, good. I just wanted to check in and see how you guys were doing. It looks like you're having a blast. And thanks to Circus Sports for hooking you guys up.
Thank you, John.
To Creighton for winning and hooking me up here in Detroit.
Yeah,
that hotel
that's
room
huge.
Was awesome.
It's a lot better than Omaha, that's for sure.
Yeah. That'd be very sad if John was back
much.
At Omaha.
All right, so that bed back there is bigger than the bed is bigger than the room I had in New York City, and I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Look at that.
That was a
by the way, John,
room.
Does it feel at all problematic to have a college basketball team staying at a casino hotel?
Oh!
Okay, I literally, as we are pulling up, I turned to Nick, and I said, how weird is this? We're going to an NCAA tournament, and one of the teams is staying at a casino.
Different times,
man. That is not something
that
would have happened even 3 years ago, much less 5 or 10 years ago.
Everything's
unbelievable
changing.
To think about. Yeah.
Yeah. 2024.
Yep.
Here we are.
And by the way, the Final Four is going to be where you guys are. Was it 28 or 29?
It is due a Final Four soon. Yeah. Just had the Super Bowl.
Yep. I mean. Yeah. It's getting everything. Wow.
Yay, gambling.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, John.
Bye, John.
Hey,
thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later this week. Have a great time. And I'll be listening to hear what's for dinner for you guys. I think I don't know what's
ooh,
for dinner for
ooh.
Us.
Okay. All right, yeah. Awesome. Later, John.
Bye, John.
We'll see you guys.
All right, that is John Bishop live from Detroit.
How nice of him!
It's great to hear from him.
To stop by.
Yeah,
it was a very father like. He's like our dad, just checking in on us.
Wait, is Sipple your dad or is John your dad?
John is my dad.
They both have very fatherly qualities to them. Yes,
that's true.
Also, shout out to my actual dad. He brought me to the airport this morning. Mm. Not driving anyone to the airport. Thankfully, he didn't say that. He said, "I'll drive you to the airport, son. I love you."
My dad went to Phoenix 2 weeks ago, and I haven't talked to him since.
Oh. Jeez, what a jerk.
Your dad just goes to Italy, he goes to Phoenix.
I know. It's
what
crazy.
A life.
He probably didn't even know I'm here right now.
Oh. Wow, very sad.
No, I'm just kidding. We talk all the time.
All right, when we come back,
love
it's
you, Dad.
It's time. Awesome. We love our fathers. It's time for Nick's edition of Unsportsmanlike Content. Who knows what we're about to get? But I'm very excited to find out what it is.
I'm excited to share.
We will do that when we return. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct live in sunny Las Vegas. We are here at the Stadium Swim. Shout out to Circa Resort and Casino for hosting us. And also for hooking up one of our listeners with an incredible prize. You get a prize.
I cannot wait to see. Maybe that person stops by tomorrow.
I hope so.
Yeah, come say hi.
Yeah,
I'm very excited to see that listener. So hopefully that happens very, very soon. But shout out to Circa Resort and Casino. Unsportsmanlike Content next. What's for dinner as we say goodbye in a few minutes as well. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.